Good day, learners. My name is Ms. Linus, and I'll be teaching you math under the topic of fraction. So to start off, we are going to define what a fraction is. So a fraction is a part of a whole. It represents one or more equal parts of a whole object. A fraction is also a whole divided into equal parts, and you can also define it as it is a way of showing how we divide something into equal parts. So to sum it up, or to make it more easier, a fraction is basically just a whole divided into equal parts. So for example, you have a cake slice, you cut it into, not a cake slice, you have a whole cake, and then you cut it into slices, into, let me say, 7 equal slices. So all, so those slices you cut, those will be a part of a whole. So it means you were having a whole, and then you just divided it into equal parts, and now you have fractions. Okay, so when we divide something into equal parts, each part is a fraction of a whole. That is just what I explained now with the cake. So a fraction has two numbers or parts in a line that is dividing the fraction. A fraction has two parts, or you can say two numbers, and then those numbers are divided by a line. So the number above the line is called the numerator. The number that is on top of the line is called a numerator, and the number under or above, or at the bottom of the line, is called the denominator. So that line that is dividing the denominator and the numerator, it is called a fraction bar, or you can also say a division bar. So like I said, a fraction has two parts. One part is the numerator, which is at the top, on top of the line, and then the denominator, which is under the line. And the line that is dividing those two, it's called the fraction bar or the division bar. Moving on, the numerator shows us how many parts we have. The numerator is the number at the top. That number shows us or tells us how many parts we have. And then the denominator tells us how many equal parts the whole is divided into. The number at the bottom of the line tells us how many equal parts the whole is divided into. So for example, if you have a pizza, if a pizza is cut into 4 equal slices, and you take one, that and you take one slice, that slice represents 1 out of 4 of the pizza. This means you have eaten 1 out of 4 equal parts of the pizza. So a fraction is also a part of a set. I'll emphasize more on the numerator and denominator. I'll give you examples now. So for instance, you have 4 over 7. 4 is on top, and then 7 is under. So 4 is your numerator, 7 is your denominator. And then you have 6, division bar, 8. 6 is your numerator, 8 is your denominator. And then let me give you two more examples. You have 3 over 6. So 6 is your denominator because it's under. 3 is your numerator. And then the last example I'll give you is 1 over 7. 1 is your numerator, 7 is your denominator. And then that line is your division bar. So you can also say a fraction is also a part of a set. So here's an example. Take a set of 4 bottles. 3 are red and 1 is green. So here we will say we have 3/4 of bottles are red. Here we say 3/4 of bottles are red. Let me repeat that example. You take a set of 4 bottles. 3 are red and 1 is green. So we say you have 3/4 of the bottles, of red bottles. 3/4 of red bottles. And another example is, you have a set of 10 cupcakes. 9 are pink and 1 is red. Here we'll say you have 9/10 of the cupcakes are pink. 9/10 of the cupcake are pink. I hope I made it clear. Okay, so moving on. Did you know what a unit fraction is? A unit fraction is a fraction that has 1 as the numerator. Let me repeat it. A unit fraction is a fraction which has 1 as the numerator. 1 as the numerator. So example is 1 upon 3 or 1 over 3. You can say 1 upon 3 or you can say 1 over 3. You can also say 1 third. Another example is 1 upon 7. 1 over 8, 1 over 11, and 1 over 4. So if the numerator is 1, that is called a unit fraction. So when when two or more fractions are given, depending on the value of their denominators, they can be termed as liked and unliked and unlike fractions. When two or more fractions are given, depending on the value of their denominators, they can be termed or defined as like and unlike fractions. So what are like fractions? Like fractions are fractions with the same denominators. Like fractions are fractions with the same denominators. So an example is 1 over 4. 3 over 4. They have the same denominator, which is 4. 4 is the denominator, so it is called like fractions. And then we have 3 over 7 and 3 and 2 over 7. The denominator is the same, which is 7. So those two fractions are called like fractions because they have the same denominators. And then you have unlike fractions. Unlike fractions are fractions with different denominators. So those two are just vice versa. So with like fractions, they have the same denominators, and unlike fractions, they have different denominators. So example of unlike fractions are 5 and 8, 5 and 3. The denominators are not the same. 5 over 8 has a denominator of 8, and 5 over 3 has a denominator of 3. So the denominators are not the same because 8 and 3 are not the same numbers. And then you also have 4 over 5 and 2 over 7. They are not like fractions. They are unlike fractions because their denominators are not the same. 1 is 5 and 1 is 7. I hope you guys understand the difference between like and unlike fractions. Like fractions are fractions with the same denominators. Like, just like. Like is the same as same. So now let us move on to the type of fractions. We have 3 types of fractions: proper fractions, improper fractions, and mixed number fraction. A proper fraction is a fraction in which the numerator is smaller than the denominator. And then improper fraction is a fraction in which the numerator is bigger or equal to the denominator. So improper fraction, an example of an improper fraction is 2 over 8. I said the numerator is smaller than the denominator. And then improper fraction, an example is 10 over 2. The numerator is bigger than the denominator. So for you to differentiate between a like term, proper fractions and improper fractions, as I'll give you an example. So a proper fraction, the dog is sitting on top of the elephant. So that is proper. The elephant is not getting hurt because the elephant is big. It can balance the dog. So an improper fraction, you have the elephant. The elephant is sitting on the dog. So there, the elephant will obviously hurt the dog. The dog might even die because the elephant is very big. So that is improper. proper, it is not proper. And then the last fraction, there are three. It's proper, improper. The last one is mixed number fraction. A mixed number fraction is where you have a whole and a fraction. It's a number that has two parts, a whole and a fraction. Example is the whole is 2 and the fraction is 1 over 2. So that is the three types of fractions. Today's lesson will end here. I hope you all understood what I taught you today, and I hope you will pass the next quiz. Ms. Linus here. Have a great day.